This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Busted! Oh, this guy was busted. Okay, let me tell you what kind of makes me tick. This is what makes me tick. When somebody who outright lies, somebody who outright does bad, does fraud, gets caught, I feel like there's justice in this world. I do. Because I can't stand it when I see people cheat the system. Now, I know maybe I'm naive and thinking that if you have a good system, it'll always be run well. And I think I'm naive because I've been always hoping for a good system. You know, never really seen the government come up with a good system. But there's a gentleman who, I guess, tried to defraud his workers' comp insurance by faking a fall. And he got caught on camera. And I love these types of stories because I am so sick and tired of people screwing it up for other people. I mean, so I do disability exams for the state. And so in order to do that, you have to get some specialized training. And so I earned my CIME. So if you ever look at my resume, which is pretty short. I mean, you don't even need reading glasses, honestly, to be honest. But I have my MD, I have my FAAFP, and I have my CIME. So CIME is a Certified Independent Medical Examiner. And the reason why they have us, okay, isn't because they just want to give out a bunch of letters and make us look big and fancy and schmancy, but because if you, let's say, have a workers' comp injury, okay, your doctor that takes care of you may start to bond with you, or your doctor may be a jerk, or a medical provider, or whatever. And so if you, let's say, do have a disability, you broke your arm, you lost your leg, you broke your back, or you sprained something, and the doctor that took care of you, you know, wants to kind of look like, no, I did a good job, the person's fine, that could kind of interfere with your getting a disability rating and possibly compensation. You know, how many medical providers out there want to say, oh, yeah, this person is really messed up. My surgery didn't work. So, give them as much money as possible. No. So they take an outside person, somebody who was never involved with your medical case, to take a look at you and then, you know, kind of come up with a certain number. Now, I don't, when I do these, know how much you're going to make or whatever, but what I do is I use this book called The Guides to Impairment. Well, I've talked about this book. It's kind of like our Bible, Permanent Impairment. But basically what it does is it causes us to very subjectively, so we can't like you or hate you, right? Come up with how you'd be impaired, whether it's your range of motion, whether it's certain numbness, whether it's certain tingling, certain inability for you to do certain daily activities. And it's as objective as it can be. And the reason why they do that is because they want somebody who's never met you, who can't like you, can't hate you, go, okay, you know what? This person is really hurt, or this person is a faker. So in this particular case, you guys have to watch the video. This is really frustrating. But Alexander Gladinsky, 57 years old, is charged with one count of theft by deception because video released by the department shows him looking around before tossing ice onto the floor. And then he stands over the ice, and then he brings himself down to the floor to make it look like he fell. And this is all on camera. Then he filed a false insurance claim for the ambulance service, right? And then he had to go to the local hospital for his injuries. And I guess Goldinsky is a subcontractor. He ends up getting arrested. This had happened between September and November, and he got arrested this month. And so he told CBS to New York, I didn't do it. It was a mistake. But prosecutor says fraudulent claims cost everyone, and we will aggressively prosecute those who illegally manipulate the system. And it does. So you have people that actually do fall at work. I mean, I've taken care of people that, you know, there was a wet floor, they slipped on the wet floor, or they, you know, were given a chair that was broken, sat on a broken chair, fell off a roof, explosions at work, chemical spills. That's what this insurance money is for. And you have somebody fake a slip and fall, it screws it up for everybody. And you guys remember how very emotional I was when there was a girl who claimed that a cop sexually assaulted her during a DUI arrest, and the cameras show no such thing happened. Okay, this is why our system is broken, and we have multiple systems at play here. When you have somebody fake it, it ruins it for the rest of us. The very first person that claimed they were raped when they never were ruined it now for the rest of us who, if we do get raped or when we do get raped, no one believes us. That's sick. Same thing with workers' comp injuries. If somebody hurts themselves at work, and some of these could be blown discs, some of these could be really severe injuries that's going to affect you the rest of your life. Now they have to prove innocence, right? That, you know, they have to prove, that's not the way the system's supposed to be. You hurt yourself, hopefully there's some objective findings, not hopefully, but if there's objective findings, it's slam dunk. But somebody who hurt his back, maybe in his, you know, previous job, you know, realize, oh crap, I could have got a workers' comp claim, so let me screw the next guy, not cool. And unfortunately, that, you know, that's what happens out there. So watch the video. By the way, fantastic break room. Looks like they have a Sub-Z. They have, like, you know, stainless steel. This is a really kind of nice kitchen. And you threw some ice. But here's the thing with workers' comp. Let's say you drop the ice. This is a tricky. Let's say you grab the cup, drop some ice. Ice falls on the floor. You slip on it. You still can apply for workers' comp. Because it was an accident. So, you know, let's say the ice machine overspewed. Or you were running around and you, you know. So, you know, workers' comp already has its share of what to pay for. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. You just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, remember a study came out in June that certain vaping flavors are more dangerous than others? If you don't remember, we'll talk about that. Well, today, news has come out that there are two specific flavors that can damage your lungs. And this isn't good because these really sound yummy. The popcorn flavor vape liquid and the caramel flavor. These apparently wear down our cilia. Now, remember we talked to you about the cilia in our respiratory tree. You need something that kind of brushes and propels things out. And these little cilia are little baby projections that aid in that. And remember I told you how nicotine in cigarettes can actually paralyze the cilia. So even if you have non-tobacco cigarette-type products, breathing in the nicotine can paralyze the cilia. Well, now they're finding that the e-cig flavors can impair them as well. So the scientists that get credit for this come from Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, and they looked at the chemicals diacetyl and 2,3-pentandione. And I know in organic chemistry, I think I was able to draw those out. Now I wouldn't even know what they look like. And I guess what they found is that they started to affect the function and their movement. And this is the study that was the first to look at the actual flavoring chemicals on the human epithelial cells. Now, the other study that came out last June had to do with endothelial cells, which we'll talk about. Now, they also urge that food processing workers don't inhale these chemical flavors because they've been linked to popcorn lung. Remember we talked about popcorn lung, where people open up their popcorn and the flavoring of the popcorn, there are some chemicals in there, and that could irritate the lungs. It's called popcorn lung. So Associate Professor of Environmental Genetics and Pathophys, Quan Liu, said, although chemicals used to flavor e-cigs are frequently used, little is known about them, and our study suggests that these chemicals may be harming cilia. Now, you know, cilia is actually, they say the first line of defense in the lungs. I kind of believe that, even though, yeah, you have your mouth, and you have your tonsils, and you have your tongue, and all that. But, you know, cilia, you need that. If your cilia doesn't work, you are going to be a prime candidate for infection, pollutants coming down, getting into the lungs, possibly causing cancer. So it's pretty crucial. Now, a previous study showed that these chemicals, a diacetyl and 2,3-pentanidione or pentanidione, were in over 90% of e-cigs they tested. Now, this diacetyl is known to be used for butter-flavored microwave popcorn, baked goods, sweets, and it creates a variety of flavors. And the thing is for the most part, it's safe. The only thing is you're not supposed to inhale it. This is what we've been talking about. Flavorings, food additives, aren't necessarily supposed to be inhaled. This is why we have such an issue when it comes to vitamins. You know, when people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to vape my vitamin. What the hell are you talking about? Just because it's, you know, your body can absorb it through your GI tract doesn't necessarily mean your lung linings could take it in. Your lung linings are not designed to absorb vitamins. They're designed to absorb oxygen, and that's it. And now we're putting this crap in our lungs, you know, and these chemicals, and that's a problem. So in this study, scientists used lab techniques that allowed them to examine the impact of both diacetyl and 2,3-pentanidione on these epithelial cells, which are kind of, we call epithelial is like skin, but it's the cells that, you know, have to line certain systems. And they made it look like the way the human airway looks like. And then they exposed the normal human bronchial epithelial cells to the chemicals for 24 hours. They found that both the diacetyl and the 2,3-pentanidione were linked with changes in gene expression that can impair both the production and function of cilia. So this got all the way down to the gene level. And they found that it was just low levels that affected the gene expression, which means whatever we have as our safe limits of exposure may not be sufficient. And we don't really have a lot of standards, especially for our workers, because, again, this is not something that's been tested. Nobody has, you know, nobody's really done much. Now, it's interesting. I'm looking at an ad that's popped up on this article. It's called Vessel, and they make it look very sexy. They call it simple, elegant. I'm looking at these vape pens. They really know how to make them look sleek. This industry, man, people are making a killing. And, you know, I don't want to be one of those doctors that sits there and says, smoking's more dangerous than vaping, so vape. I don't want to do that to you guys. What I want to say is get the hell off the smokes. If you have to use vaping, use it for as little a period of time, and then get the hell off of those as well. That's really what I want to say. So, okay, we talked about the popcorn flavor. We talked about the caramel flavor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DocDahlia.
Now let's talk about the flavors that increase heart risk. So there was a study in the summer, and it was published by the American Heart Association, and it found 9 different e-cig flavors to impair blood vessel function. Now, you know how we talked about how vaping may affect the heart? Well, this may be why. So your endothelial cells, you need these to be working. You need these in tip-top shape. They line very delicately the blood and lymph vessels, and certain vape flavors inflame them. Now, endothelial linings of these vessels, if they break or bleed, you end up recruiting your clotting factors to come in and seal it. That's how people get heart attacks. You don't want anything happening to these endothelial linings. Now, what these endothelial cells do is produce nitric oxide and release it. Well, nitric oxide is what allows your vessels to dilate to improve blood flow. So if you have heart disease and you're not getting enough blood flow, you're hoping that those endothelial cells have their act together and they could relax the blood vessels when needed to give your heart what it needs. So I have, this is going to be on my website a little bit later today. So which 9 flavors inflame the endothelial linings? Well, mint, the menthol, vanilla, clove, cinnamon, strawberry, banana, butter, which is the diacetyl, which you talked about, eucalyptus, and burnt flavor. I don't know why somebody would even smoke burnt flavor. But take a look at these chemicals you're getting. Menthol, vanillin, eugenol, cinnamaldehyde, dimethylpyrazine, isoamyl acetate, the diacetyl we talked about, the eucalyptol, and the acetylpyridine. You're not getting natural juices. And by the way, what happens if you got lemon juice into your lungs? You would cough it up like crazy. Your body doesn't want natural juice, natural flavors, let alone these fake flavors. Now, they say strawberry flavoring had the most adverse effect on these endothelial cells. Now, you may say, okay, well, good, I'll just avoid those flavors. They didn't test them all. These were the ones they studied. So an alternative study that was published even a year before looked at vaping flavors and their effect on heart muscle cells. That didn't go well, as you know. So just because we love the taste of something doesn't mean we should inhale it. So back to vaping, heart disease, even cancer. Yeah, we had a study last year from New York University found that the nicotine in the electronic cigarettes also caused DNA damage. They exposed mice to e-cig smoke during a 3-month period, and they found that mice, as opposed to those that got to breathe filtered air, start to have DNA damage to their bladders, lungs, and hearts. So now we're looking at possible risk of bladder cancer, lung cancer, even tumors of the heart. And the amount of nicotine that was inhaled was 10 milligrams per cc. That's pretty common to what humans use when they vape. Even though mice are smaller, I think they accounted for that. So they also found that when they looked at human bladder and lung cancer cells, they found tumor cells. And these tumor cells decided to grow quicker once they were exposed to the nicotine and the vaping chemicals. And then there was another study from Vanderbilt Ingram Cancer Center in Nashville, and they found e-cig smoke to increase one's risk of bladder cancer. So, this is a problem. And again, I don't want to rain on your parade, but just, you know, I see you guys vaping. I see you out there, and ladies, and I just don't know how healthy it is. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another entry today into the Democratic field for the White House in 2020 as former Newark, New Jersey mayor, now U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker announces, saying in a video posted online,
"We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame."
Special advisor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, who hails from New Jersey, says her question for Booker is,
"And what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?"
Before the report was released this morning, analysts expected the government jobs report would show 172,000 new ones created in January. Instead, the number came in at 304,000 new jobs. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this made news. An elderly California woman with dementia was locked out of her care facility, and her daughter is ticked. She's an 84-year-old woman with Alzheimer's. And I guess she wandered outside her assisted living facility after allegedly being locked out. This is being reported by Fox News. So her daughter has filed a complaint with the state's Department of Public Health. So you see surveillance footage of her mother. Her mother suffers from dementia. And she gets locked outside. And she had, from what I understand, let me break this down. Her name is Savina Janice Zerbe. She received treatment at College Medical Center in Long Beach. after she allegedly threatened suicide and required a psychological evaluation. And that does happen with people with Alzheimer's or dementia. They will, you know, threaten suicide or other things. After she was discharged from the hospital, she was taken by taxi back to Regency Palms, where she now lives. Around 2:17 in the morning, Zerbe was dressed in bathrobe and slippers and seen in surveillance video trying to get into the facility's front door. It was locked. She then bangs on the door before walking into an alleyway near the facility and then again returning to the door. We don't know how long she was left outside before she successfully made her way inside. And we still don't know how she managed to enter the building. Yeah, by the way, don't underestimate an elderly person with dementia, because many of them still have some of their faculties. And so, let me tell you more about this incident, but we got to talk about that because a lot of our loved ones are getting up there in years and having issues. But anyway, following this incident, the woman's daughter, Costanza, Costanza Janice Zerbe, filed a complaint with the California Department of Public Health, accusing the hospital of negligence. She told the newspaper her mother was admitted to the hospital on January 12th following alleged suicide threats. And then she had gone home to check on her children around 11 p.m. Then she received a call from the hospital saying her mother could be discharged and the hospital would arrange for transportation back. Instead, the hospital put her in a cab that ultimately left her at the facility alone. We don't know how the ride was paid for, but I guess the cab dropped her off and then she had to try to get inside and she couldn't. So the daughter is ticked. She said she could have been killed or kidnapped. Pretty scary stuff. Now, according to a statement by the Associated Press, the hospital claimed Zerbe refused help to get home. They said patients have a right to choose their method of transportation upon discharge from the hospital. This particular patient denied College Medical Center's assistance with transportation and insisted that she be taken to her place of residence via public transportation. So the hospital, of course, is possibly in trouble. The facility is possibly in trouble. And this is now a mess. So we're hearing more and more of these cases where someone gets, you know, released from a hospital and then they just sit there outside in the cold or in the heat, or they just get dumped. And hospitals don't generally have money to put everybody in a cab or Uber. When you're discharged. Now, usually the social workers do find some way of transportation, because otherwise everybody would be just sitting in the hospital. But it's not a routine thing to have a hospital pay. And also, get this, if a hospital finds your transportation and designates that you go with a cab driver and say, okay, you go with him, and something happens, car accident, whatever, then they get sued. So usually when you're discharged, and hopefully somebody can pick you up. If you are homeless, city authorities will come, but it's, you know, there is a process, but we don't specifically orchestrate your ride. We don't have people from the hospital that take you home. Also, it's dangerous for hospital workers, you know, to drive somebody back that they don't know. So, it's interesting how certain hospitals do it. But the one thing I'm finding with a lot of families out there that have older, you know, family members that are older, is they seem to have this idea in their brain that once a family member has dementia, it's all or nothing. It's black or white. So they have dementia, so they can't do anything. They can't think anything, that you can't trust them. And on one respect, I see why the logic is there where, okay, you know, don't let them live alone. Don't let them cook. Don't let them drive a car because they could get into an accident. You don't know if they're going to have a good day or a bad day. And I get that. If somebody's going to have a bad day, just like with vision, if you have episodes of vision loss or episodes of seizures, we're not going to risk it. We're not going to want you to drive. You see? So, you know, I get how family members will be like, okay, well, you're not doing this anymore. You're not living on your own anymore. You're not whatever. But we also fail to understand that if they do have dementia, sometimes it's not every day, especially when it's starting to develop. And sometimes it's not every thought process. And a person with dementia will get very, very frustrated because friends and family members or healthcare workers will talk down to them, act like they don't understand. I mean, you know, how many of us have had senior moments? I hate calling them that because most seniors I know are shrewd as can be, where you just forget what you're talking about. Or you walk into a Walmart and you go, oh, no, what was I supposed to get? And you're standing there in the middle of a Walmart in your pajamas, which I do a lot, very frequently, and I'm just kind of standing there going, oh, crap, I came here for something. And then, you know, I'm like, well, I'll just shop and spend money, and then hopefully I'll figure out what it was. And then you put $200 worth of stuff in your cart. You go, well, hopefully whatever it was I got. Then you come home and you go, oh, gosh, it was toilet paper. Now, if anybody witnessed that from the outside, they'd say that Dahlia has dementia. No, I just had a memory loss, okay? I had a brain fart, and I don't know why, where brain fart originated from, but I hate that term, but, you know, and I forgot that I needed toilet paper. And I forgot because maybe I have a lot on my mind, maybe I got a lot going on, or maybe it's a sign of early dementia, who knows? But we've all had episodes of that where something happens and we're like, oh, why did I forget that? Or why did I put my keys there? That doesn't mean you don't have to give up your job. It doesn't mean you have to stop taking care of your kids. It doesn't mean you have to stop driving. But when somebody has dementia, and if it's not from an acute, you know, cause like a stroke or car accident or whatever, dementia is usually slow growing, slow chronicity. It usually takes a while. And so certain things just seem to get worse. And the funny thing is most family members, they get really mad at the family member for certain things before they realize it could be early dementia. A family member will say something really, like, off the wall, almost rude. And then the family gets all upset going, oh, my gosh, they said that. Well, when I hear that as a doctor, I'm like, they may be starting to get dementia. And they're like, no, because she went to work, she did this, no. The problem is when dementia happens, it's a little piece here or a little piece there. And it could take years. And so then what you have to do as a family is go, look, you know, and everybody goes, oh, I think mom is losing it or I think dad is losing it. No, don't use that term. Be honest about what it is. Just want to let you guys know that dad left his keys in the front door. Okay, well, I've done that too. I've left the keys in the front door of the house. Like, come on in. Burger of a place, whatever. Come on in. I don't know why I've done that, but I think it's because I'm carrying so much stuff. So I put the keys in the door. I open it up or I have to run to pee or whatever. Then I forget to go get my keys back. So I've done that. We've all done that. So identify what it is. Dad left his keys. Dad forgot to turn off the car. Dad didn't close the garage door. Mom didn't button her blouse all the way. Now, for some of us, it'd be like, okay, well, you know, yeah, you know, mom likes to show her cleavage. But for others, you know, mom, no, that's not like her. She usually likes to button up really good. So you see, it's little baby things like that that you got to pick up on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman claims that a bandit raided her purse at a standalone ER. Now, this, I believe, happened in, it's hard to tell. This was in Summerfield. I'm thinking this is near, in Florida. And a 28-year-old woman said she was a patient at the Summerfield ER and managed by Ocala Health. And she said that, I guess somebody grabbed her purse and she was just at a standalone ER. And these standalone ERs are really kind of exciting for a lot of patients, But for a lot of us doctors, we're kind of a little skeptical about them. And I guess Reno, Nevada is where I went to Reno, Nevada is where I went to medical school. I love Reno. It's known as the biggest little city of the world. And they apparently are going to get their first freestanding ER. And it's going to be in Northwest Reno, really nice area. And it's going to, again, allow people to have access to an emergency room that they might not have with a regular hospital. Apparently, it already broke ground. It's near Mayan McCarran. I know that place pretty well. And it's supposed to address the longstanding problem in the area, which is access to health care. And Nevada doesn't seem to rank that high in health care. I've been asked that because I live in Nevada. You know, they're like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, you're a doctor, right? I go, yeah. And you're a doctor in Nevada, right? Mm-hmm. What are you getting at? Well, why is Nevada ranked so low in medical care? It's not ranked low in medical care. Our medical care is flipping awesome. We give some damn good medical care. You know how many lives I saved? And I know that's not something you want to hear a doctor say, but I am getting so sick and flippin' tired of people bagging on Nevada, where I live, and us not having good medical care. We have some damn good medical care. We got some amazing doctors, amazing specialists, and we care. The problem we have is we don't have enough of us. There's not enough. You know, the average doctor or medical provider doesn't usually want to come to Las Vegas and set up a practice. Now, why? Why would, and, you know, Northern Nevada, I think, is doing a little better than Southern Nevada in terms of access, but still, it's an issue. So why not? Well, one is, a lot of medical providers, there's still this kind of stereotype that Nevada is very transient, where people don't really live in Nevada for long periods of time. And that's the way it used to be in the 60s, 70s, 80s. It was more of a tourist town, but that's not true anymore. I mean, I've been here now off and on since the 80s. True, my folks moved a lot. Every year we moved back and forth between here and Phoenix. But for the most part, I've been here now for what, since 81? 30, 40? No, please don't say 40. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm in my 20s, people. I can't be dating myself right now on air telling you how old I am. But, you know, Vegas is my home. Yeah, I went to UCLA for my last year of medical school. Yeah, I, you know, went to school in Reno. But, you know, Vegas and Nevada, still overall, Nevada's my home. It can be home. So a lot of medical providers, maybe they're still under the pretense of this rumor that, well, you really don't have a stable, you know, population. No, we have a very stable population, close to 2 million just in Southern Nevada alone. That's a pretty stable population. We have great weather, rarely earthquakes. I don't see a tsunami hit Vegas, you know, knock on wood. Don't really get hurricanes and snowstorms. So we're pretty lucky. So that's one issue. The other issue is I think people think that, you know, Nevada is all about brothels and, you know, strip clubs. I've been to other cities and I've seen more strip clubs advertised than I've seen in Vegas. Okay, yeah, I'm sure there's certain rows of where the strip clubs are, and, you know, but I live where there's parks and schools and libraries and medical centers and medical offices. So the idea that we don't have enough, when they rank people low, when they rank states low, it's not, well, this doctor sucked. That's not how it is, okay? Now, mind you, we have had some doozies, okay? We have had a couple doctors in town that did stupid. But for the most part, I'm hearing they're stupid dumb throughout the whole country. So when they rate people, when they rate states on healthcare, they look at access. Sometimes they look at numbers of facilities. I mean, we're building hospitals every year now. We are really starting to build up. I mean, I remember at one point we only had maybe four or five hospitals. Now we have more. I think I was here once and we only had three hospitals. That's changed. As the city grew, we built more hospitals. Okay, and we have medical schools. We have UNLV Medical School, we have Toro Osteopathic School, we have UNR, and then Roseman will hopefully be opening a medical school soon. So, I mean, four medical schools in the state is kind of a lot. So as we're making new doctors, this can improve. We're opening up residency programs, you know. So I think I want people to get out of their head that, you know, Nevada is not a good place for medicine. We don't have bad medicine here. The doctors are good. The medicine is good. The hospital facilities are good. It's fantastic. So let me just put that to rest. Okay, but because we used to not have enough hospitals, ERs get overcrowded. And when you are a mecca in the world for tourism, and we are, everybody loves Las Vegas. Everybody wants to come to Las Vegas. This is America's playground. The emergency rooms are going to get kind of full. So these freestanding ERs are now popping up. They're expensive, you know, to make. So it's going to be expensive to go to. Now, these freestanding ERs are not necessarily a trauma center, and they can't really hold patients over a day. They're not a hospital. They're designed to take care of you and then ship you. I mean, I actually worked in one in Bullhead City. They didn't really call it a freestanding ER. They called it more an urgent care, but there was a drive up for an ambulance. It was built like a hospital. We would still take care of codes and do everything just like an ER would, but we would have to ship them somewhere to stay. And I've worked in these facilities, and they're kind of nice. They do what they need to, but here's the problem. People think they're in urgent care, and they're not, so they're expensive. They kind of cost a lot of money. And the insurance company allows it because technically it's an ER. If you're in ER, you get to charge a lot more than an urgent care. And in their defense, it does cost more money to create, license, build, supply, staff. Urgent care is you can have a family doc, pay them less. Not a ER. ER, you have to have a board certified, full-on emergency room doctor, and you can't have a PA. Most cities. You know, same thing with nurse practitioner. They have to be board certified emergency medicine. Well, that costs more money. You have to be ready for codes, the type of medications you have, the facilities. You need x-ray. You need ultrasound. True, most urgent cares have an x-ray machine, ultrasound, but ERs need CAT scans. CAT scans are more expensive. Radiologists on standby to read. They have to be able to deliver babies. So even though urgent cares try to be stocked and ready to go, they don't necessarily offer the same services, so that's why they're cheaper to go to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.